First of all, we got to talk about the path that Benjamin Booker has taken in life. The guy starts out in Virginia. He then goes down to Florida. Then he goes to New Orleans. And in New Orleans, is it fair to say things got a little dicey at times? Is that an understatement?
It's a rough town to live in. Yeah. it's a violent place to live. I don't know.
So you saw some stuff and you did some stuff. And that was a lot of the source material for the first record.
In this one, yeah.
And the first record, as those of you who are fans know, he came out of the cage like a man on fire. There was a power and a fury to that record that the first time he played at our studio, we were all pinned against the wall. Flash forward a year or two or three to this album, and you went to Mexico.
I did.
You were doing some thinking, soul searching, I would assume, and it feels like you had an epiphany.
Yeah, I just had to. I don't know. I wasn't a very good person. To be honest with you, I don't know. I wasn't living a life that I guess I was very proud of. So I thought, I should make some changes. Yeah.
And you were spending a lot of time. In seriousness, you were doing a lot of reading. You were starting to find sources of inspiration and mm-hmm. personal influences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of reading. There's an author that I really like, Don DeLillo. I don't know if anybody's ever read. Yeah, this guy knows what I'm talking about. Yeah,
and he's in the front row.
Oh yeah.
So there's a connection there too with you now.
Yeah, yeah.
You and he will be thinking of each other 2 years from now after the next tour ends. So the new album, it's not only a game changer for you as an artist, but it's a life changer. You do realize that you got to sing with one of the Lord's emissaries on earth, the angel herself, Mavis Staples.
Mavis, yeah.
Did you get to touch the hand of Mavis?
Yeah, I met her.
Will you touch my hand? I'm serious.
I met her a couple of times. She's really great. I saw her in London a couple of weeks ago, and she was playing a show at a church, which was awesome. But we did an interview with her, and she pulls it. My stories aren't that great. But she's like, when I was hanging out with Martin Luther King, or like David Ruffin and stuff like that, you're just like, okay. She's like, I grew up.
Dylan.
I grew up with Sam Cooke. Yeah, Dylan asked her to marry him, and she was like, no. I'm not going to do it.
I'm convinced that Mavis Staples, honestly, how many of you have seen Mavis Staples or the Staples Singers themselves? The first time I ever saw the Staples Singers in their prime, I was like John Belushi in the Blues Brothers. I somersaulted up to the front of the stage saying I had seen the light. And so when you released Witness, the first song, it was a powerful moment. I mean, it blew us away, and now Believe and the rest of the album. It really is an incredible growth artistically, and
I
just want to let you know, this is a really great night for us to be in this room and to be able to have Benjamin perform some of these songs from what I know was a real, real personal journey for him. We're fortunate. We're getting to take a few steps along the road of this guy's journey.
And they recorded Tusk and The Chronic here, so.
And.
Very cool, very cool.
Dark Side of the Moon.
And Dark Side of the Moon.
So, you know, and you've been there, so. Anyway. We've talked enough. The new album, Witness, unbelievable. Saturday night at the Palladium, then you're coming back in mid-September. You're going to be doing a show at the El Rey.
Yeah.
We expect to see all of you at the El Rey because it's just about as intimate as, not quite, but
I can see everyone's face.
And he's going to be headlining it, and we're going to blow the roof off the place. But get ready. I know this room can't contain the power of this man. Give a welcome to Benjamin Booker.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I got some folks playing with me. We have Mickey Itzigson over here on the bass. Sam Hirschfelder is playing the drums. And Matt Zuck is playing the guitar. Good man.
Go! sister's trying to take us down. When your brother's down, mother's crying, TV's lying. All the reasons in the world don't mean to me now. So we thought that we saw that he had a gun. Thought that it looked like he started to run. Thought that we saw that he had a gun. Thought that it looked like he started
to run.
When you're looking up, say it dangerous, cancerous, not to trust. Now everybody else can get the. See, we thought that we saw that he had a gun. Thought that it looked like he started to run. Thought that we saw that he had a gun. Thought that it looked like he started to run. Just want to believe in something. I don't care if it's right or wrong. I just want to believe in something. How can I make it on my own? Listen, born to nothing. All the people put you down, boy. Won't you take me in? Don't nobody want you around. To stay would be to get the day to say today the sky don't seem like much. I've got dreams I can touch. I'd give them everything to keep from going under. I just want to believe in something. I don't care if it's right or wrong. I just want to believe. Don't you wanna be a winner? We will take you on. Come be part of something bigger. And the things that stand in your way seem to slowly melt away. Today the sky don't seem like much. I've got dreams I can touch. I'd give them everything to keep from going under. I just want to believe in something. I don't care if it's right or wrong. I just want to believe in something. How can I make it? Something to follow, but you're still feeling hollow. I don't know what I'm missing, and now it's hard to swallow. You found something to follow, but you're still feeling hollow. I don't know what I'm missing.
Thank you, thank you. Your feet on the ground.
to see the world inside a cage.
Right.
disagree. It's a blatant dismissal of a sad history. Maybe all I need is a little motivation. If I want it, I can have it. If I want it, I can have it. Maybe all I need is a little motivation. If I want it, I can have it.